This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 2nd. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. Oh, and Punxsutawney Phil did see a shadow this morning. So apparently spring is coming early. And that is significant for the market because economic activity always picks up in the spring. People are in a better mood as it gets warmer. And so that is one of the things that should be propelling not only the stock market, but the economy for the next few months. So that's the good news. The bad news is the payroll report. It was great. So let me just explain the conundrum of the payroll report for you. So on Wednesday, ADP reported 107,000 private sector jobs were created in January. That was below economists' expectations. Today, the Labor Department reported 353,000 new payroll jobs were created in January. So now that they count government jobs as well as private, but you know, that's well over 200,000 higher when we exclude all the government jobs. And then their December payroll was revised up over 100,000 higher. And actually, November and October were revised up, too. They actually revised every single month for last year, the Labor Department did. Okay, so the unemployment rate's staying at 3.7. Labor force participation is the same at 62.5. But when we dig into this payroll report, average hourly earnings rose 0.6%. And they're now running at 4.5% in the past 12 months. So that means that wages are accelerating. So this is a very strong report. This means the Fed doesn't have to cut rates in March. I want them to cut rates at the April FOMC meeting, which is April 30th. The rate cut would actually be on May 1st. But if you get more strong news, they might kick it all the way to June. But, you know, the Fed remains above market rates. They should be cutting. Now, today, the 10-year bond yield did rise approximately 10 basis points. It has been above 4%. As I talk to you right now, it's 3.98%. But the Fed is data dependent. And when Jerome Powell gave his press conference on Wednesday, he did say they like to look at inflation on a trailing 12-month basis. So inflation, based on the core personal consumption expenditure index, that's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, is in their target range in the last 7 months. And each month for the next 5 months, they're going to be coming off about 0.4% increase. So we'll be there no later than June. But the question is, when are they going to cut? Now, Jerome Powell's going on 60 Minutes tonight, okay? Not tonight, this weekend. I'm sorry, this weekend. And so it'll be interesting to see what he says. President Trump, or candidate Trump, has says he will not rehire Jerome Powell. But if you listen to the financial news programs, and I had Bloomberg on this morning, they're all talking about the Fed will be under political pressure to cut before the elections. So that's coming. So the only thing that's going on is the market's oscillating. It's up one day, it's down the next, it's up. There's an undercurrent rewarding all the stocks that beat. You know, yesterday we had more techs beat. Of course, you probably saw that. The Apple had disappointing iPhone sales, but very strong service revenue. So things are mixed. Everybody's analyzing everything. The energy stocks, Shell, Exxon are beating. So that's good news. But it's every stock for itself right now. And by and large, we're doing great this earnings announcement season. And I'm very positive. When I have a miss, I usually will let the stock bounce and then and sell it in the upcoming weeks. I also watch the analyst community very carefully. If they change their mind, I'll change my mind because I don't want to get in the way of the analysts. Otherwise, it's a very good environment, and I just want you to know it's going to be oscillating, that's all. And the other thing that's very interesting is, you know, the protests in Europe are continuing, mostly on the farmers, and because they don't like all the agriculture reforms, they're going to put them out of business, and they protested on the European Parliament this week in Brussels. But we got interesting news that it's windy over there in Europe. So Germany has a lot of windmills, if you never notice. So their cost of electricity is about to go to zero because the windmills are so busy. Of course, that won't happen much longer. You know, it's not always that windy. But we're watching all the energy markets very carefully. The energy companies are actually reporting record earnings due to increasing production. And the U.S. is obviously the biggest oil producer in the world, biggest natural gas producer in the world, the biggest, we're one of the biggest exporters of crude oil and refined products. So there is a nice little energy boom underway, although I do expect energy prices to meander higher as spring arrives and everybody gets out and about a little bit more. So that's it, everybody. I want you to continue to enjoy earnings announcement season. It's, again, every stock for itself. I'm so happy that's happening. It isn't always like that. You know, the markets can get distracted by macro events. Apparently, the Biden administration is going to retaliate for the soldiers that died in the Tower 22 base in Jordan near the Syrian border. I do not know if that's going to happen this weekend, but they are planning to apparently attack Iranian proxies in Iraq, in Syria, and maybe somewhere else. Who knows? You know, we got to keep our eye out for that because that makes a wild card. The other last wild card is Ukraine did get some funding from Europe. Hungary was holding out. They caved. There's Zelensky's changing the general. That's going to be interesting to see what eventually happens. Ukraine continues to attack key Russian infrastructure and ships and things like that. So it's just going to be interesting to see how this gets resolved. Obviously, a ceasefire would be wonderful. Whether everybody will abide by it is another matter. But that would be a big, big relief. But in the meantime, energy markets remain on edge because of potential disruptions. So that's it. I want you to hang on, enjoy the ride. We'll see what Chairman Powell says on 60 Minutes on Sunday. But otherwise, we got a lot more earnings that are going to come out next week. So we're going to have a lot more fun. And that's that. Take care, everybody. Louie Navelier.